From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Yesterday, on Wednesday, Idaho Supreme Court Justice Robin Brody called two of Idaho's abortion laws, quote, a bit of a maze, unquote, which is turning out to be a bit of an understatement. Brody and the other justices were listening to oral arguments in two lawsuits by Planned Parenthood challenging our state's abortion laws, including Idaho's trigger law, that will ban most abortions here in the state when it kicks in later this month. Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson was watching all of those arguments, and he joins us now to tell us what happened. Jimmy, nice to have you back.
Hey, Gemma.
Okay, so just quickly, can you set up the cases in yesterday's arguments for us?
Oh, man. Okay, so there were two lawsuits, one challenging both challenging the constitutionality of not only the 2020 trigger law that would ban most abortions in Idaho with three exceptions, and the other was regarding the Texas-style abortion law that was passed earlier this year, but that's been on hold for a few months now by the Idaho Supreme Court. And there is a third lawsuit, which may be rolled into the other two as well.
Okay, so Jimmy, if I understand this correctly, the arguments were basically Planned Parenthood against the state of Idaho. So with that said, can we begin with Planned Parenthood? And what did they say about Idaho's abortion laws?
Yeah, I mean, they hit on three different points. One, that there is an inherent right to privacy for individual Idahoans to make their own medical decisions, enshrined in the state constitution, even though it's not explicitly stated there, which did get some pushback from one of the justices we can talk about later. Number two, that it discriminates against someone based on their sex. And then number three, that it was or that these laws are unconstitutionally vague, meaning, you know, people don't necessarily know what they mean, they can't interpret them, and they would face pretty significant criminal penalties if they cross them.
Okay, so then what was the state's response to Planned Parenthood?
Essentially that, look, the U.S. Supreme Court in June overturned Roe v. Wade and said that the states have their power to regulate abortion as they see fit, end of story. Not to mention that they reject, the arguments that the language is too vague. They think that doctors, for instance, have enough smarts to know what it means when a patient's life is threatened by a pregnancy, and therefore they can act appropriately, which is one of the exceptions to these laws if the life of the mother is threatened by the pregnancy. And that's, essentially there is no actual right enshrined in the state constitution, that would allow abortions, considering that the procedure was illegal the entire time, that Idaho was a territory from the beginning of statehood up until 1973 when Roe v. Wade was decided.
Okay, so let's go back, though, to one of the things that you said with the state's response, Jimmy, and that is this idea that, doctors know when a pregnant person's life is in danger. Doesn't that, though, go to the argument that Planned Parenthood is making about the vagueness of these laws?
Well, it does. But for the state's point of view, they say, okay, well, anyone can tell when a life is threatened, whereas Planned Parenthood says, okay, well, to what degree? I mean, do you need to have like a 50% chance of surviving whatever health complication may arise, whether that's an infection or whatever? Or does it have to be 70% chance of death, 80%? Where is that line? Justices didn't necessarily harp too much on that point and question either side about those, but certainly had other points for other parts of the laws.
So let's talk about that part then. What did the justices have to say during these arguments?
Well, certainly Justice Gregory Moeller brought up the point that I just raised about, historically abortion was not legal in Idaho, and how can you interpret the Constitution when it doesn't explicitly say you have a right to an abortion when the procedure was illegal? He questioned that. And then certainly Justice Robin Brody questioned repeatedly both sides on how exactly are these laws going to work if two or all three of them are in effect at the same time, considering that in the Texas-style abortion ban law, and the other fetal heartbeat law, they say that, look, if the 2020 trigger law is in effect, then that is the supreme law that we should follow. But, you know, for technical legal reasons, Justice Brody was pointing out, like, okay, well, it doesn't actually necessarily say that these other laws would still be implemented, and you might not be able to go through with that civil lawsuit component of the Texas style abortion ban, which would allow the family of an aborted fetus to sue a doctor in civil court for a minimum of $20,000 if they provide an abortion after 6 weeks.
So, Jimmy, did you get a sense from what the justices said yesterday about what their concerns are in these two cases?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the interplay among those three laws, for sure. Another big point that was brought up by multiple justices was, you know, are we really the court that should be hearing this? And this is, again, kind of an insider baseball sort of situation where the Idaho Supreme Court usually hears appeals, right? It can also hear cases brought to them, as the first court hearing the case, if, you know, you don't have to consider things like testimony or, you know, expert witnesses and stuff like that, which typically go through lower courts like the district court. And, you know, they brought up multiple times, like, you know, Planned Parenthood, you cited these medical journals talking about, medical terms and all of these specialized, pieces of information. And we're not doctors here. We're lawyers. Shouldn't we hear from those folks, through a trial or other lower court proceedings? And they questioned the state in that as well. Saying I don't know. We really probably need some expert testimony to help us wade through this.
Okay, so with that said, Jimmy, then what is potentially next in these two challenges?
I mean, it could be a whole lot of things. Both sides said that they were fine combining all three of these lawsuits. Again, they only heard two yesterday. The other one was filed last week by Planned Parenthood. But they said that was fine. Planned Parenthood said that, you know, you can go ahead and kick this down to a lower court if you want to, but please implement a stay on all of these laws so that, you know, abortions can still be offered in Idaho while we're kind of checking out the constitutionality of this law, which, as you can imagine, the state was not for. So that's a possible outcome. Another outcome is dismissing the cases entirely, which is what the state wants. Or Planned Parenthood also would just want a permanent injunction outlawing the enforcement of these, which could also happen.
And then, Jimmy, Planned Parenthood, it's my understanding, held a news conference yesterday afternoon, Wednesday, to talk about the Idaho abortion lawsuit. So what did that group have to say when they held this news conference?
I actually was not at the press conference. Julie Lucchetta, one of our other reporters, was. I was prepping for All Things Considered.
This. Yeah. Okay. So before we wrap up, we've talked about this third challenge. It was filed last week. What is happening with that? What's happening with that lawsuit?
I'm sorry. Are you talking about the one filed last week or the one filed by the U.S. Justice Department?
The one filed last week. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
Where are we with that?
Still in the incredible early stages. I mean, usually these lawsuits take a while to wind through the court system and for replies to be made. But again, that could be rolled into a single case with all three of these laws being challenged.
Okay. So, Jimmy, stay with us because we are going to up next talk about, basically a fourth lawsuit. This, though, is the Biden administration suing over Idaho's abortion law. So we're going to be talking about that. Jimmy is staying with us, and we're bringing in a constitutional law expert as well. So more Idaho Matters right after this.